This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three of the show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. 800-259-9231. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you'll find archives, lots of them, months worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. If you've missed a moment, never fear, we've got them all archived for you. And it's all for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to the freestateproject.org.
There's no the there.
Excuse me. It's freestateproject.org.
Give him a break. It's his first time reading it.
Yeah, freestateproject.org. Hey, by the way, the Free State Project, we're really excited about it. Every single one of us in this studio is a member of the Free State Project.
Indeed we are.
And two-thirds of us are members of the...
Oh, awesome. You crap
first
moon.
Just like that. First 1,000 pledge. Which essentially says that we want to go to the Free State sooner rather than later. And
As do I.
The reason why Jason hasn't signed up yet...
I just haven't signed up.
Procrastination.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I referred to him as the closer earlier this evening off air, you know, because I figured, he'll take care of you tonight.
You just encouraged him. That's all you did.
I knew he'd do something awful like this.
So, yeah, we want you to sign up for the first 1,000 pledge. If you think the Free State Project is a good idea and you want to see liberty happen in your lifetime and you want it to happen sooner rather than later, you really need to look into the first 1,000 pledge. We don't really have much more time to talk about it because the phones are blown up. We need to go to the calls. Let's talk to Kate in Virginia. Kate, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello. Actually, I wanted to talk about the first 1,000. That Jason hasn't signed up yet.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, too.
I'll be moving in September this year.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Really excited about it. Actually, I had a bit of a personal question. I know at least one of you is in a relationship with a long-term significant other.
Yes.
How did they feel about the 1,000, first 1,000, and have you convinced them to move yet? Because having gone to the Porcupine Festival for 2 years in a row, I've seen at the beginning of the week one half of a couple kind of resistant and totally ready to go at the end of the week.
Wow. Just before you answer that, Manwich, I got to ask about the Pork Fest, because none of us have gone yet.
Have to go.
Well, you would know that if we were there. But the Porcupine Festival is where all of the, well, not all of them, but a fraction of the Free State Project members all from around the world gather together in New Hampshire to talk about, you know, the future and to just kind of, you know, be palsy and hang around and do different things together with one another. And apparently there's a real sensation that you get when you're around a bunch of other liberty-minded people. What's that like?
Well, one of the things also about it, because, you know, you've got the big speakers and the whole festival going on.
Right.
And then you've got, several hundred people running around, some of them more enthusiastic than others. Everyone goes and finds and does different things. So you've got people going antiquing and shooting and hiking and all sorts of different things. And it's much more of not only just the whole liberty-minded political activism stuff, but just a bunch of people having a grand old time in northern New Hampshire in the summer when it's not a billion degrees out.
Now, Kate, if somebody wanted to get a hold of the festival organizer, how would they do that?
Kate Rick, I believe, is organizing it this year. And
I thought that was you. Sorry.
No, that actually is not me. I'm a different Kate, though. I think she's
already in the Free State,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes, they moved last year.
Right. So you can go to freestateproject.org and connect to her through there. Okay, go ahead and answer the question, man, which about your significant other.
Currently my wife and I own some property here in Florida. She will be staying in Florida to manage that property. I will be going and following my job at the for Free Talk Live up in Pennsylvania.
Plus your wife is a statist.
Well,
right?
She's not really interested in the whole idea. I don't think that she, like, wouldn't move because she's a statist. She's just, you know, she thinks it's kind of silly. As you can imagine. Is free.
You should get her to the Fork Fest because then she can meet other significant others not so silly.
As I understand it from what you've told me, Manwich, your wife is pretty open-minded, even though she is, you know, pretty steeped in her big government ways. At least she does listen to you when you talk about things. I mean, she's not like she's shutting you off and being cold to these ideas. She's sort of...
She'd have a heck of a time doing that.
She's at least receptive, right?
Often. You know, especially if I'm bashing the current administration, she likes that a lot.
Mm. Well, then maybe Kate's suggestion is a pretty good one. Kate, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not this evening. Jason, you should sign up.
I know. I don't spend a lot of time on my computer, and
I don't either, and I manage to do it.
Well, I'll make sure that...
Oh, I will.
I'll make sure that after the show that he can use my computer or Manwich's computer, because there's a bunch of computers here that he can use. Anyway, thanks, Kate, for helping me bash him over the head. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I think we should fight it out.
800-259-9231.
But I got my money on Jason.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason, another Jason, this one in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Greetings.
Good, Jason. What's up?
Hey, I've been listening to the show a lot. I haven't had a chance to call in, but I've been listening to lots of archives through iTunes. And I just listened to the show that you had on from, I believe it was Saturday night, with the former drug enforcement officer.
Yes, we had Officer Jack Cole on the line from the New Jersey State Police, or formerly from the New Jersey State Police. Spent over a dozen years in the narcotics squad.
Best show I've ever heard.
Wow,
fantastic. I was just absolutely thrilled with some of the things you guys talked about. One thing that you touched upon that I wish you would have dug into a little bit deeper, and that's why I'm calling tonight.
Yeah.
You talked about the economics of decriminalization of drugs and how it would bring the price down. And
yes, it would.
Well, the price of drugs is artificially inflated, which, you know, you've touched upon that, but more importantly than just making them less expensive so that people can have the drugs cheaper so they don't have to steal money to support their habit, that's only a very small fraction of the importance of drugs becoming cheaper. The decrease in price and bringing them back down to a reasonable price level goes to de-incentivizing the person who's supplying the drug. Right now, there's a huge, huge, huge incentive for the people who are supplying the drugs to do so, because they're making a ton of money doing it.
Well, you're not saying that the drug dealers would go away entirely, right?
No, they wouldn't go away entirely, but they would have less incentive to. First of all, there wouldn't be drug dealers. That
Correct.
Would go away. And,
well, I mean, there'd be legal drug dealers, whatever you can call them whatever you want.
I would call
a coffee shop a drug dealing location. That's just what I would
call. Do you call a beer distributor a drug dealer?
Absolutely.
Do you call a bar a drug dealer?
Certainly.
Really? Okay.
Ian does. They're drugs, dude. They're drugs. It's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I wouldn't put them in the. I think of a dealer as somebody who's pushing their product. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe.
I think pusher would be a different word.
Do push it in a different way because they advertise. And so, any way you put it, there would be less incentive for that person, whoever the drug dealer, quote unquote, might be.
Correct.
Because the profitability would be much, much less.
Right. They'd have to do. They'd have to do way more work in order to even come close to the amount of profits that they would have made in the black market. I mean, if you're currently out there selling cocaine, you're making money hand over fist on that product.
Absolutely.
Whereas if it was legal, you'd have to have 100 times the customers in order to actually get the same amount of money. Because, I mean, if not more than that, because studies have shown that the black market raises the price of drugs like 1,700% or something like that. It's crazy.
Absolutely. You know, I just threw a very... keen observation. I live in Pennsylvania, which is a commonwealth.
Okay. You've got 20 seconds to observe.
Okay. Pennsylvania has what they call state stores, state-run liquor stores.
Mm.
So I guess Pennsylvania is a bunch of drug-pushing bureaucrats.
That's right. A state-run liquor stores. They also have this in New Hampshire, by the way, which is one of the problems with that state. The bureaucrats and the politicians are drug dealers, in essence. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. It's really funny, too, because they put them right in the middle of the interstate. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, and it's your show if you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our newest feature on our website. It's the Free Talk Live Wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can experience, well, lots of different things that everybody has created on their own. You and I, Manwich, the co-host, we've had hands off on the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you see on the Free Talk Live wiki has been created by the listeners.
I've made a couple of suggestions on the suggestion page.
Have you?
But it's not much.
But that's it.
Not
you're,
much, yeah.
You're interacting, but you're not necessarily creating.
No, I'm not doing anything on the actual
right.
pages.
Right. It's very interesting. Everybody can change the wiki. So what comes from that? We don't know. Just kind of we get to watch it evolve, and it's fun. Wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so back to the phones we go. Still to come, we get a chance. We're going to tell you about this kid that was beaten to death, but we got to get to these calls. So let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, you guys earlier were talking about law regarding swerving cars and things like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to teach you about a principle of law that's ancient. It goes back to the common law.
Okay.
And it's called prior restraint. And it's a simple principle. What it means is that you cannot restrain somebody from doing because you think that they're going to do something later on. In other words, you're restraining them prior to the act that they're going to do.
Hmm.
So in the case of reckless driving, for instance, you're restraining that person because you think they're going to get in an accident.
Right.
That is a principle that, you know, our government has long forgotten about. But it's a if you really want freedom and you still want to have some kind of law, prior restraint is the way to go. In other words, you cannot pass a law that says, well, we're going to grab you and hold you because we think you're going to commit a crime in the future. You know?
Well, okay, but what if somebody has been spotted swerving and being dangerous on the road? I mean, at that
point... They haven't hurt anyone.
Hmm.
They have not hurt anyone by swerving on the road. I swerve on the road sometimes just to be funny. You know, when my kid's in the car and we'll go... I'll swerve back and forth and make the car go all over and he loves it.
Hey, kid,
you know?
Daddy's drunk!
am I going to hurt somebody by doing that?
No, not necessarily.
Well, you could cause somebody to swerve out of the way and then they accidentally bang into the car next to them.
Yeah, but normally I do this in a safe manner.
One would assume, but,
okay.
You know,
but,
anybody.
Even if I wasn't doing it in a safe manner, if I hadn't hurt someone, see, again, you have this principle, this ancient principle of common law, that you have to have a victim. So who is the victim if I'm swerving down the road and I haven't hit anybody, I haven't caused an accident? Now,
good point. Nobody would be the victim.
If I cause an accident and if I hurt somebody, then you have a legitimate beef against me.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, okay, would you agree that if the road was privately owned then, Gene, that if it was a private road, then the road owner could set whatever sort of draconian rules that he liked?
Yeah, he can set whatever he wants to.
Right, so you're talking about only on a government road. You're talking about only on a government road.
Well, in the case of a private entity, there has to be some kind of a meeting of the minds in order for me to use that private property.
That's correct.
So in the meeting of the minds, I would assume they would say, well, you know, we don't like you swerving back and forth on the road, and we're not going to let you do it. And I'll say, well, fine, I'm going to go drive on Joe Blow's road.
Yeah, he lets me swerve.
Yeah, because I like to swerve back and forth on the road.
So, Gene, great points, man. Thank you.
Prior restraint. Remember that term.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the call as always. 800-259-9231. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to, let's see, I think Jeff is gone. Gene is, Jeremy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Evening.
Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
I was wondering if you believe that judicial activism is necessary to protect the rights of American citizens.
What do you mean?
Like, when the judges make activist decisions, like disregarding the Constitution and making their own laws and rules, do you believe that that's necessary to protect citizens' rights?
Well, I think they've been doing it since, the very first Supreme Court has, mm-hmm. it seems to me, has been making pretty activist choices. I don't think there's anything new to it. I don't really support it.
But don't you believe that it's unconstitutional to be able to disregard the Constitution in making decisions?
Sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the judges should be upholding the Constitution. That should be their activism. They should be doing their job.
They are bound by it.
Right, but they're not. I mean, what they're doing is operating extra-constitutionally. They're operating outside of the Constitution, and nobody does anything about it. Everybody just shrugs and says, oh, look at those judges. They're so out of control. Oh, we'll just accept their rulings and go on with life. So I think that the judges are definitely, there's a lot to be desired with our judicial system here in this country. And they just seem to ignore the Constitution. And if they're ignoring the Constitution, nobody's rights are being protected.
Well, Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Okay, so let's go to this story about the kids, the kid being beaten to death. In a government-run facility. What happened, Jason?
Well, it was a fella by the name of Martin Lee Anderson. He was 14 years old. Now, you see, the reason why he was thrown into this boot camp in the first place, when he was a youngster, he had a bit of a juvenile criminal record. When he was a youngster, 9 years old, he knocked over a convenience store, not at gunpoint, not armed or anything.
How do you knock over a convenience store at 9? He's lucky he didn't get spanked.
He apparently put... Let's see, sweet tarts, pencils, and balloons in his pocket. And walked out.
Knocking over.
No,
it's shoplifting.
He stole some stuff.
Okay. And then when he was 14, he stole a car. It was it was his grandmother's car.
Really?
And she
does that mean he borrowed it or stole it?
Well, he stole it and used that car to go to Kmart where they purportedly stole CDs.
I can't say that I haven't done anything that haven't not done anything this boy's done.
Right.
Now, I didn't drive a car without a driver's license, and he did do that.
Yes.
Now, I did definitely take my mother's car because I owned no car at 16.
Right.
You know, and I snuck out. I definitely, more than one time, stole candy from a convenience store.
Wow. I never stole candy.
Well,
when I was a youngster, the only thing I ever stole was, there were these things, they were like stuffed animal type things called Popples, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, at one moment, they were a basketball, and then you could just undo them, and they were a little creature, with a basketball on his back. It was really neat. And I stole one of those.
I've never stolen anything as a kid. So, so the kid ripped some stuff off.
Right.
And then he stole grandma's car.
Grandma decides that it'd be best to press charges against him. However, with the understanding that he would receive community service.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Sure. He didn't get community service. He got sent to the boot camp.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. The boot camp being Bay County Boot Camp here in sunny Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was there for a short while.
Bay County isn't much of Florida that we live in, though.
No, it's not. It's a lot.
I mean, we live in a pretty cosmopolitan section of Florida compared to Bay County.
Yeah, Bay County is not what most people think of when they think of Florida.
No.
Well,
this is real Florida, then.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Florida from Gentle Ben. You know? Pretty rural.
Yeah.
Bears.
Everywhere.
Airboats.
All right.
Well, this kid was beaten to death. Not only that, it was all caught on videotape.
And we'll tell you more about it coming up. 800-259-9231, all over a little misunderstanding about a car and a little shoplifting. I can't wait to hear, I'm really looking forward to hearing what the cops' excuses are here, if they even bother to give them, or what their side of the story is. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a young man, 14 years old, had some trouble as a kid, probably had a tough family life or whatever the excuse is, but he ended up shoplifting from a local convenience store when he was 9 years old. And I guess that went on his record, and then at a later point in his life, at age 13 or 14, he took his grandmother's car without permission, and she reported it as stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess he went to Kmart with his buddies in the car and stole some stuff from Kmart. And then afterwards he got caught, and grandma said, okay, well, let's press charges against him just to teach him that he was a bad boy. Let's press charges as long as there's an understanding that he won't be going to jail, that he'll just get some probation, some community service.
Here's the problem, though, even with that idea, though. Well, we'll just give him probation. Well, what happens, Grandma, if he violates probation? Because probation, especially juvenile probation, is pretty restrictive stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What happens?
Well, then he goes to the clink.
Yeah. He goes to jail. And then, he gets whatever happens in jail to young guys.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't go to jail.
No,
he'd go to juvie.
This kid's only 14.
Right.
Let's be clear. I mean, this stuff doesn't happen in juvie?
I'm sure it does.
Young guys who are coming into the blossom of their hormones?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I shudder at the thought.
I think it does happen in juvie.
Well, okay. So he ended up getting sent to a boot camp.
That's right.
And
Bay County boot camp, which he was in for a total of, well, counting the day he was beaten to death, 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
God.
On the first day, he collapsed as a result of the strain of the physical.
There's a lot of running in these boot camps, and they have to carry
push-ups,
large
sort of
items while they run. Once the running gets too easy, then they give them large items to carry.
Right. Right. And second day, he's beaten to death. It's all caught on videotape. However, the FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement,
essentially the state version of the FBI.
Right. They are refusing to release the tape. They say, well, we need to finish our investigation of the matter before we are to release this tape. Quote, I don't believe it should be made public until the investigation is complete. Which will hopefully happen in
the next
few days. That's Governor Bush's quote.
Mm. Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Keep an old eye on Jeb.
We shall see. But apparently the only folks who have seen this tape are a few different Florida legislators, Jeb Bush, of course, and a few other folks. And apparently the kid was pummeled, was the word used, pummeled even after it appeared he had lost consciousness.
Wow. Wow, these guys just really got out of control.
Absolutely despicable.
They just got out of control.
Well, this kind of job attracts sick people like this. The job description is you have to deal with a bunch of bratty kids.
Not only deal with them, but
worse than bratty.
Yeah, worse than bratty. But not only deal with them, but to boss them around, yell at them,
scream at them
right
at the top of your lungs, and when nobody else is looking, you've got to be kind of physical with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
Not the kind of job description I'm looking for.
Well, these
I have
guys,
no desire to go work with these kids, I can tell you that.
And
right.
These guys are looking for it, and whether they do sick sexual things or not is a whole other question. That's certainly been alleged in the past about these sorts of boot camps. But in this case, it just attracts the most violent of the violent. And so you put violent men in a camp with violent boys, and you're going to have some problems. You really are. And I feel sorry for this young man's family, because this wasn't even what they wanted.
Well, they imagined to themselves that the state was going to do the right thing here. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to criminal justice, more often than not, you're going to be disappointed with what the state does. It is just a poor, poor steward of our faith in this area.
Yeah, they were disappointed right off the bat. I mean, but with the decision to put the kid in the lockup instead of actually just giving him some community service and releasing him. Mm-hmm. And this is yet another example of the state just acting on its own volition and doing things that the people that it's allegedly serving don't want it to do. They're supposed to be here to serve and protect. Well, if the victim in the case, the person whose car was stolen, says, no, you know what, let's just make it so community service is the worst thing that happens. That should be the word. That should be it.
Oh, yeah.
That should be the restriction right there. But no, the state says, we're going to teach him a lesson. Listen, Grandma, you don't know what you're talking about. We know how to take care of kids. We want to put them in. Oh, wait, you know what I'm thinking now? I bet the boot camps aren't very different from jails in that they get paid more based on how many people they have in there, don't they?
Probably true.
The more boys they got in the boot camp, the longer the program's going to go on for. I mean, after all, if they don't put fresh, warm bodies in the boot camp, they don't get new budgets the next year, or their budget might go down the following year. So really, there's that sixth incentive on the part of the bureaucrats in this particular case to keep filling the camp with new bodies, and that's pretty disturbing. It really is. How do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. I mean, are the cops that are in question here, have they even been allowed to comment? Are they saying, like, well, the kid attacked us with scissors? Or did they just beat on the guy after he fell over after running 6 miles?
No, there are absolutely no accounts of how this beating came to pass.
At least not yet. Maybe if more information comes out, we'll let you know.
My understanding of these boot camps is that these kids basically spend all day shining their shoes or running or, you know, just whatever the worst parts of boot camp are, that these guys just have them do it over and over again. I've heard they run like 21, in some cases, they run like 21 miles a day.
That's crazy.
Not every day, but that's a lot of darned running.
That is a lot of running.
That's going to stop them from doing bad things.
Well,
I don't understand. Let's
when you take simpletons like this to solve the problem, then that's what you're going to get. And, you know, the people that start these programs are usually very successful. So the guy who started boot camp was extraordinarily successful with his program. And the guy who started Scared Straight was very successful with his program. The people that started Eckerd Camp, very successful. When you try to copy them and cookie cutter them and then give it to the state to do it, that's when it just gets all messed up.
And unfortunately, there's nobody coming to bat for these guys. I mean, yes, there's some coverage here in the St. Pete Times about this particular story,
right,
so he's getting some attention. But for the most part, these kids are the forgotten, right?
Yeah.
I mean, their families, they must not care that much. They're probably angry at their kids, so they just get shoved off.
They don't know what else are they going to do.
Or they feel helpless. They get shoved off to boot camp where nobody can really talk to them besides maybe their families on an occasional basis, on occasional visits. These kids are forgotten about. And they just become serfs to the boot camp, to the state's boot camp. Who's going to bat for them? Who's defending them? Who's standing up for their freedoms? Which they should still have some of. I mean, shoplifting? Boot camp for shoplifting? Doesn't seem right to me. 800-259-9231. But what do I know? I'm not a parent. Let's go to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. You know, you're talking about cars and, you know, these tales of woe and horror, so I figured I'd briefly chime in with mine.
Okay.
I had my old car blown up, so I got a new one. And
blown up?
The state decided
that
they
were going to have a mad bomber after you, Bill?
What's that?
Was there a mad bomber after you? Your car blew up?
Just about. It was pretty loud.
Okay. I want to find out what happened with your car situation. Coming up here, Bill. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I'm glad there was not a bomber involved. That's scary. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your Maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy everything that we give you on the website and enjoy it for free. Archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki, and updates and more all on the house. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, though, vote for us. It's simple. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute, and that's it. Then you're good to go. It registers your vote, and that helps us keep up in the top 10 of the podcasts of the world. And we're currently ranked, I believe, at number 3, thanks to those of you that voted so far this month. If you've yet to go and vote, do it now. Vote.freetalklive.com, or do it when you get in front of a computer. Vote.freetalklive.com. Simple process, makes a big difference for us. Let's go back to the phones. Back to Bill in Virginia. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
So my car was not bombed. It blew up of its own accord. It blew a hole in the engine block. So, you know, I went out and bought another one, and since, you know, I did not inform the state that I had sold my other card, which, you know, they should know since I gave the title over to somebody else. And they, you
right.
know, they registered
yeah,
the
it's
title,
their business.
Right, you'd know, right?
You would think.
Yeah, I guess so, but since I did not, you know, take my time and effort to notify them, they decided they were going to tax me on the old car and the new car. So, you know, in everything that you got to do to take an old car and fix it up so that, you know, you can drive it on the road and get back and forth to work, you know, I guess somehow I didn't straighten out the whole property tax thing. And since I failed to pay $6.82 in taxes, this whole thing has, been, you know, blown up into a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Because somehow, you know, I didn't get my car registered and my little magic stickers that allow me to drive safely on the road expired. And since, you know, I didn't have current stickers, obviously I was an unsafe threat to America, and I got pulled over by the state cop who gave me a ticket. The state cop, I guess since he's illiterate or something, scribbled all over this ticket and marked PM. And, you know, every traffic court I've ever gone to in my life has been at night. It's been a night court.
Okay.
I figured I would show up at night to, you know, the courthouse, but it was scheduled for 11 a.m.
Oops.
And now this whole thing has turned into like $131.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And
because you missed your court date?
Well, because I missed my court date and because, you know, I have to pay people money to drive on what I thought was a public road.
Crazy.
So you're not even able to drive at this point?
Oh, I can, you know, because, you know, I took care of everything else. You know, I paid all these fees and taxes in good faith.
I
thought that I was doing the right thing, you know, because DMV sold me what I thought was a current registration. You know, they sent me it in the mail, and that's what I handed the cop, and he said, no, this is no good.
So you kind of took care of all the things that you were supposed to take care of. You've tried to tie up all the loose ends, and you thought you were going to go into court and show that, right? You were going to go into court and show the judge, look, you know, I've taken care of this, I've taken care of this. And then
I mean, you know, usually they're cool with that, you know, oh, you're taking care of the problem, you know, you paid all the money that you owe us, that, well, they tell me that I owe them.
Yeah.
And it should be all right. But now, you know, since, you know, there's this sort of travesty of errors, and when does it stop?
I don't know. When does it stop? What's next? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing that I think, you know, people really have to think about when, you know, they want all these laws. Oh, there should be a law about this. There should be a law about that.
Right.
You know, this 16-year-old kid or whatever who stole his grandma's car wasn't on the road with a license. Why do I need a license? It's a public road.
So
why am I forced to pay taxes to build and maintain the public roads if I can't drive on them or even walk on them?
So basically, as a result of having all of these laws, the government itself can't even keep track and keep up and, you know, be on top of enforcing correctly all of these laws.
And every
but, of course, as a result of that, we suffer. Because when they screw up, it's something that we have to deal with.
Oh, that's right. It's our responsibility. And if they mess up, we're going to pay the price for it.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. You
to
know?
Serve and protect, Bill.
And
to serve and protect.
I would rather go to jail than give them a cent. But there's no way that I think that I can do that. I've got to constantly pay them money. And every time I get late with a payment, they're going to charge me a huge late fee.
Yeah.
Every time I misbehave, they're going to charge me a fine. Why can't I simply go to jail?
Why can't we just charge them? I mean.
Well, that's true. Obviously, that you know that you can't do that. But, I mean, I'm trying to resist them in the only way that I know how.
Man.
But that's
well, there's another way.
If I keep funding all this tyranny.
There's another way, Bill. The Free State Project.
Oh, well, I am there.
Are you? Are you a member?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
I'm a member of the Free State Project. I'm signing up for the first 1,000. I'm
Fantastic.
Moving to September.
Excellent.
I'm amplifying, you know.
Oh,
you
are
guys.
You? Now, wait, are you related to Kate? Because it's awfully coincidental that you're both moving the same month.
Yes, we are.
Aha! Caught you. Aha! All right, Bill.
And
we'll look forward to
all our guns and everything with us.
Good deal.
Look for. I think in the Free State we could have some really interesting civil disobedience in regards to automotive issues. Like, for instance, once we get enough people up there, we could have Pull Your Tag Day, where everybody who believes in freedom just yanks their tags right off their cars, because in New Hampshire you have to have one on the front and the back, yanks both their tags off their cars and just drives around with no tags.
Oh, yeah,
and
there's
then,
some
and
great
then if they
threads on Framey.com where we've talked about this, and I plan on getting in big trouble with, you know, Cat and Russell.
Very cool.
They're good friends of mine.
Well, the other idea, you know, the rest of the story with this tag protest would be if they pull a bunch of us over in order to teach us a lesson for pulling our tags, well, then we take them all to court. We take every single one of those tickets to court and contest them and just load them up with stupid tag cases and show them how asinine this is.
Well, they tell me that they're taxing my car, so why don't they bring my car to court, right? They're actually taxing me. So, you know, shouldn't the tag be on me? Shouldn't they tattoo me with some little code like they did in Germany?
Give them time, Bill.
Exactly.
Give them time. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There are some people that are calling for that sort of thing out there. Calling for some sort of bodily identification.
Yes, they are.
They've got the new chips that go underneath
chips.
Your skin, all
there
that stuff. 800-259-9231. Todd's on the line in Switzerland. And your calls as well, if we can fit them in. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, and if you make the call now, we might be able to slip you in. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the entire site on the house. There's no membership area or anything like that. There is, though, the Amplifier program, which is totally voluntary. I mean, if you want to grab the archives, visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, go to the wiki and more, that's all free. To become an Amplifier, it's $3 a month. And you do get a few perks. You do get there is an exclusive area for you. It's the Amplifier Forum on the bulletin board system. You also get access to the Amplifier only call-in line, as well as some classic archives. So there's a few things you get as the Amplifier. But really, the major reason why you want to be a Free Talk Live Amplifier is because you want to see Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, get on more internet connections, and spread as far and as wide as possible. Because the money goes to promoting Free Talk Live, not to paychecks. That's why we call it AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. So to learn more,
let's start the paychecks program.
To learn more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. No, you have to actually work for a paycheck now.
What am I doing here?
This is radio. It's not real work.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To Todd in Switzerland. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
What's going on, Todd?
So I'm just kind of getting tired of all these people giving the vice president such a hard time, you know what I mean? He went out hunting with one of his friends and accidentally shot him. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's free to do that. He should shoot more of his lawyer friends, in fact.
Yeah, right, shoot more lawyers.
Well, you know, he made a mistake. I mean, things like this happen. I mean, if you're combining guns with drinking. I presume they were drinking. Isn't that normally what happens with hunters, or at least a lot of hunters? You know, you drink a little bit, go out and shoot some stuff. I mean, it's inevitable that accidents will happen. In this case, the accident involved Dick Cheney.
No, I just think that there are more important things the country could be focused on.
Absolutely,
yes. Oh, sure, but this is a convenient distraction. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to distract our attention from anything necessarily, but, man, our news organizations love crap like this, whether it's a guy getting shot or a girl lost in the Barbados or whatever it is.
Or Wayne Gretzky's wife.
Or Wayne Gretzky's gambling wife. You know, we always focus on these little inconsequential stories while the big ones pass us by, like, the whole losing freedom thing, which, of course, our news doesn't want to touch.
I think that just to come back to what you guys were talking about over the weekend, this interview you had with the former police officer, that was excellent. And
thank you. I got to say, that's been our most complimented interview so far, man.
I mean, I listen to other podcasts when I'm at work and to pass the time while I'm doing the more boring tasks.
Yes.
And you've been mentioned in other podcasts, too, for that very interview.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
Good times.
Good to know that we're being talked about. Todd, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for your call, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Calling all the way from Switzerland.
Yes, indeed. It's truly an internationally reaching show here on Free Talk Live. And the reason why people listen to us, even though we're based in America, is because we're really one of the only shows out there that talks about liberty and freedom. And believe it or not, people everywhere want a taste of that.
Absolutely.
Sure they do. You don't just have to live in America to want to know what it's like to be free, to want to experience liberty and be able to have control over your entire life and not have a government breathing down your neck every single day of your life. And we don't have that here in America. We're hoping to get back to it one of these days with the Free State. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll see you again tomorrow night. Same old time, same place, online. And we're still working on our streaming troubles, so do bear with us. Enjoy the archives in the meantime. Online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.